gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road.
We on that 42, just me and you.
Hey, you beautiful faces. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so let's get into this thing. So back in January of this year, we did a story on a controversial cartoon from Germany where it showed a grown man with a long Johnson interacting with kids. Well, that sparked outrage in parents, and now 4 months later, we have a story out of New York City involving an inappropriate cartoon at school. Now, there's currently a lot of parents who are boiling mad after learning teachers at the Dalton School in New York City, which is a fancy private school there. The teachers there are teaching first graders about masturbation and allegedly informing students that their parents and grandparents should never touch them without the kids' consent. Now, that is what the parents are alleging. A school teacher at the Dalton School reportedly shows students a video from the cartoon series Amaze, which showed a young boy asking a female adult with no bottom lip in the video about his erections, and a young girl stating when her mom puts her to bed, she likes to touch her vulva. I want you all to go ahead and take a look at this video, and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary.
Pass it, Squeaks!
Whoa! Watch it! You almost hit me in the pee-pee!
What's so funny, you two?
He said pee-pee.
Do you notice that when you say pee-pee, you giggle, but when you say penis, you say it in a serious voice?
I never noticed that before.
Some children and adults feel uncomfortable when they talk about their private parts, so they make up cute or funny names for them.
What's one for a girl's private parts?
Vajayjay!
But what does Scoops mean when he says vajayjay?
He means vulva.
That's right, Kayla. It's important to use the proper words for our private parts.
Why?
Because our private parts are just as amazing as our hearts, lungs, brains, or any other of our amazing body parts.
But our hearts pump blood, our lungs breathe, and our brains think.
All our private parts do is pee!
That's not entirely true, Scoops. It is true that a person pees or urinates through a hole called the urethra in the penis.
Does everyone have a urethra?
They do. It can be harder to see, but girls have a tiny hole in the front of the vulva where urine comes out from their urethra. Urination is actually very important. It helps us get rid of waste, stuff our body doesn't need.
Hey, how come my penis gets big sometimes and points up in the air?
That's called an erection.
Sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good.
Sometimes when I'm in my bath or when Mom puts me to bed, I like to touch my vulva too.
You have a clitoris there, Kayla, that probably feels good to touch the same way Keith's penis feels good when he touches it. But have you ever noticed that older kids and grown-ups don't touch their private parts in public?
They don't?
That's right, Keith. It's okay to touch yourself and see how different body parts feel, but it's best to only do it in private.
Well, if private parts are so special, why do you cover them up?
Because they are private, silly.
That's right, Kayla. Because they are private.
Alright, so y'all just seen that video. Now, I personally don't see anything wrong with the video or showing it to first graders. I can see at first listen or first viewing of the video how one can be taken aback by the message in the video. You know, there was one mom of a student attending the school who was highly upset and felt that she's paying over $50,000 a year to the Dalton School only for the school to teach her child not to let her grandfather hug her when he sees her. Ma'am, come on. And look, part of me gets the parents' frustration, as the parents should have been notified about the controversial health curriculum. But children in the first grade are usually around the age of 6 or 7, and that's the typical age a parent should be having the conversation around the birds and the bees. Children sometimes may have questions regarding their body parts around age 6, 7, and 8. You know, I'm thinking this course was probably included after students were asking teachers about their private parts. If the teaching was properly done at home by the parents, the school wouldn't even have to teach this subject to the kids. But nowadays, more and more parents are either, you know, too consumed with social media, too involved in their careers, or overly sensitive about these type of topics. Meanwhile, these 6 and 7 year olds are having porn thrown all in their faces, you know, by social media and other students using apps like Snapchat and WhatsApp.
There's another disturbing development at the Hatton School. An image involving child pornography is being passed around. One student gets the image and sends it to another. Before long, hundreds of young people have seen it. The image is appalling. We're not going to show it to you. The photograph shows an adult male penetrating a young girl.
Yeah, it just makes your head spin.
Nothing is taboo anymore.
You know that we have a problem with people sending images that are pornographic and offensive. We've also seen Nazi images. Who's seen this sort of material? You wanted to say something?
My sister is in the 7th grade here, and she says that the situation with WhatsApp is really bad.
What do you mean? Can you explain?
Images of naked people.
Pornography.
For 7th graders, I think that's really inappropriate.
See, that clip is regarding what's happening right now in the schools in Germany. But it's just as bad here in America as well. So in closing, all a parent can really do is, you know, try to actively keep an eye on their child and what their child is consuming on their smart devices. But you know, I've got to give the outrage coming from these parents at the Dalton school the side eye, because these are the same parents who are upset that the school issued an anti-racism manifesto back in December of 2020. All the delusional privileged white parents were mad. But you know what? That's an entire video on its own. You all can go and Google that story there. I mean, that was a mess. So this is the part of the video where I want to know, what do you think? Do you think the school was in the wrong for showing first graders a video about self-pleasuring? Do you think the parents are overreacting? Do you think 6 and 7 year olds in America are actively online viewing and sharing pornographic content with their friends? Let me know your thoughts below. And I really appreciate the pleasure of your time. I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.